Now, if you want to go out for some serious entertainment tomorrow night, we have it available, and it might sound something like this.
For the first time anywhere, ladies and gentlemen, Baru Review!
Pierre Robert will be on hand to do that announcement once again. I would imagine there is a big soiree coming up, and I'm going to let all the particulars be handled by him. Welcome, Pierre, to our show.
Yeah!
And, Pierre,
and the letter of the day is...
I know, okay. Usually that's when we see you, but you've brought with you the one and only Mr. Bob Baru.
Yeah. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen...
Greeting and gazooks, right?
Gazooks, yes.
Gazooks.
To you, sir. The entertainers say it in a different way.
Yes. They do. No, but thanks for coming in this morning, guys.
Pleasure. This gentleman is one of the greatest entertainers that's ever set foot. Now, he's dressed very humbly.
Yes,
but he
looks
one
like
of
the man from Glad.
He's one of the best entertainers that has ever set foot on a Philadelphia
I'll
stage.
I'll be honest with you. When Bob came, we were in the middle of a break, and Bob came walking in. I tried to signal Nick, but he didn't
Whose
see me.
Whose accountant is here?
I was about to do the necktie gesture. Yeah. Like this. Like, who's the suit that just came in?
It's Bob.
But yeah. Bob has a day job, so I would imagine has to dress appropriately.
That's right. Yeah. Legend doesn't pay much.
Well, there, you know, Baru Review played on so many stages. We must have had 10, 15, 20 live shows with you broadcast in their entirety over the years. Tell them the story about the guy at the Empire Rock Club that came up to you.
Well, of course, you're going to go right there. So the Empire Rock Club, and there's makeup and costumes and madness that was all part of the 80s excess.
Right.
So, and I'm sitting on one of the equipment, and the people are coming, everybody's drunk, and my makeup's all smeared. He comes out and goes, it's not always going to be this good. You better be tucking this away.
This is good. Yeah. Remember, this is the highlight.
Yeah, you better be tucking this away. I love that line.
Well, it's going to be a very big show on Saturday night. And where's the event taking place, Pierre?
TLA down on South Street. We have Baru Review. We have some members of the Hooters. And we have one of your great inspirations, the legendary mayor of South Street, musically.
Mr. Ken Queter.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's the Baru Christmas Spectacular. How long have you guys been doing it?
And Joe Coughlin.
Oh, Joe Coughlin.
Okay. Oh, cool.
Right. So it's a little potpourri of everything.
A little comedy, a little music.
Fun. Right. Great fun. This will be our 13th time, not in succession.
Right, yeah.
Back in the day, back in the 80s, every time we had we would be alive, that would come around. That was on Christmas night is when we would hold it. And every orphan in the world showed up, and it was just an awesome time. So I would come back, some years later and say, this is all part of being alive. We're not going to get signed. We're not going to do this. We can do anything we want.
Right.
And we just, blows our skirts up. So we get all dressed up, and we go out and do whatever we want. And this is all part of it, is to help the homeless in Philadelphia. It was always... part of what it used to be for St. Edward's Catholic Social Services, and I don't believe that they're in existence now. But it needed to be for very low or no administrative expense, and all the money would go to Philadelphia homeless.
So it goes right through. So no, there's no one who's buying home. Office furniture off of it. And Project Home is awesome.
Right. Yeah. So this last year we had a benefit. It was at a 23 Easter traditional home, and we were able to raise $10,000, and we're hoping to top that. It's great. Besides that, it's a wonderful time, and everybody feels good and has a wonderful Christmas having done something nice.
Well, and this band is so entertaining. I mean, he's so soft-spoken. It belies what you see when you go to see him. I mean, every song is a different costume change. For those who have never seen him, for those who have seen Baru Review, you know what I'm talking about. If you've never seen them, it's a spectacle that is so much fun. I've had the best times of my life at Baru Review shows. We've done all these amazing events, the cabs to the cabaret. What was that when we did that?
We played, that was for...
another benefit.
Yeah, it was another
it?
Benefit. Boys and girls.
Boys clubs or boys something club, of right? America. Yeah.
Well, we played five cabarets in one night. So we went cabs at a cabaret. So we would play and then go. And then the fourth one, we were on the air.
Yeah. They did all four or five cabarets in one night. We had four yellow cabs, old checker cabs. Right. And it was a station promotion. And I hosted every show. We hopped in a fleet of cabs, went from one show. They ran in, right, did a full set.
Nice.
And then went to the one. And one was in Westchester. One was in Ambler. One was in Ardmore, and one was in Center City. And the third one was a full live concert on MMR. And they're the only band to ever play that in one night. And after the end of the first one, you said, this is going to be a little harder than I thought.
A little harder than I thought.
Don't think you're going to do that this time.
Seemed like a good idea at the time.
But, I mean, we've always had fun. We've had the Brew Miniature Golf Tournament. We've had the Brew Benefits. And, as I said, probably more times than almost any other band, maybe with the exception of the Hooters, we broadcast this band live over the air in MMR concert events. And it's so much fun.
So you're calling for the fans to step up and help out a good charity in the process.
And some tickets are available at Ticketmaster.com or at the TLA box office tomorrow night. Only $25 at the door. $20 if you buy them in advance through Ticketmaster.com.
That's pretty cheap, too, man. Yeah, that's for a great night of music.
How many Brews are there actually in the Brew Review?
There's Tito. There's Jermaine.
There are six.
There's Reby.
There's six. So is it a family band?
Reby Baru?
No.
Is Baru your real last name?
No.
Oh, okay. No.
It's slip shits.
Swallowing this calls for the old Billy Baru.
The old Billy Baru.
Where's that from?
It was Caddyshack.
Swallowing this calls for the old Billy Baru.
We lost two original members, which is one of the reasons that we're back together for the 2 years that we've been doing this, is Johnny Sachs, a bass player. We also lost Jerry Healy, but Johnny Sachs particularly. Literally on his deathbed, says he grabs me by the shirt. You have to do it with the whole makeup and the costumes. You have to do it. It's like Lonesome Dove. Like, I got to drag you back to Texas.
Wow, man.
But so then we put it together, and we have Jerry Getz from the Daves to fill in for the bass spot, and we Mark Julian Teague for Jerry, who passed away. So wonderful guitar players. Just great.
It's a spectacular show. So if anyone can make it out tomorrow night, you will not be disappointed. We got the Hooters coming by to do two or three holiday songs.
And they might press a Hooters song out.
Oh, cool.
I don't know.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, they will.
Yeah, they'll do it.
We got Ken Queter, and it's all the Benefit Sister Mary Project Home.
And Joe Conklin. Joe is a riot.
Joe is a riot. He's going to do Evil Pierre on stage, apparently, in the 12 days of Christmas. So there you have it.
All right. Well, that'll be tomorrow night at the TLA. And like Pierre said, $20 ahead of time and $25 at the door. I have to ask you real quick, Pierre, before we wrap this up. What about Home for the Holidays? Is that wrapped up yet?
That is not. We are in the selection process. I'm going right from here into a meeting where we're going to pick some lucky person and bring them home for the holidays, thanks to Southwest Airlines. We have one, maybe two trips, depending on what the individual stories are. We've received mountains of letters. We've divided them in committee between seven different people, and our panel of judges will decide, and we'll either call the person today or on Monday morning.
Oh, all right. Okay, so you got to listen.
Yeah. Excellent. So great night tomorrow night. Make sure you go out and join them. Bob, thanks for being here, man.
Thank you very much. This is great.
You got
Starship.
And don't wear that suit on stage.
No, I won't.
They'll skin you alive.
Let's hear it for Bob Baru. Yeah, my friends. All right, we need to take a quick break. We shall come back in just a moment.